Hey, Tom Buell here with a Make Today Great moment. So last night, I'm at a work holiday party, and Rich Sheffern looks over to me. He's like, hey, what are you doing after this? I'm like, man, I leave to go spend time in New York with my kids for 11 days, so I got a million things to do. He's like, oh, because there's a meeting I'm having with Mark Ford at 8. I was hoping that you could make it. And I said, I'll drop everything, and I'll make it. And that brings up a good point, because who you choose to associate with and who you choose to learn from will determine the path that you lead. And this goes back to when I was riding bicycles, you know, freestyle, doing tricks on the bikes. I would seek out the people who were way ahead of where I was in skill so that I could learn the tricks that they were doing that I wish I could do. Because if I wasn't in their presence and seeing that trick being done, chances of me learning it and mastering that trick were slim to none. Because here's the deal. Those tricks are so difficult and complex, it's hard for the mind to even grasp that it's possible. And there's that Napoleon Hill quote, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So by my association with those people who were doing these tricks on the bikes that were mind-blowing and impossible in most people's mind, they were doing it, and it became from impossibility realm to a reality. I've seen them do it, I know it can be done. And then learning the fine details of how to accomplish it. And that happened in bike riding. Then it happened in wrestling. When I was in Quantico, Virginia, at the All-Marine trials, trying out for the All-Marine team, I wasn't used to losing, but there was one individual who was an All-Marine wrestler and was an Olympic alternate wrestler. And when he and I got on the mat, he wiped me around the mat as if I had never stepped on a wrestling mat before in my life. It fried my mind. I'm like, what the heck just happened? I normally can at least control and know what's coming. This guy owned me on the mat. And from that embarrassing whooping, I could have chosen one of two paths. To stay away from that person, say, I don't want to get whooped like that again, or try to wrestle him more, because I know that in doing so, it would pull my skills and my abilities up to his level much more quickly. The key to that is, if he wiped me around the mat like that each and every time, it's not a challenge to him, and he wouldn't even want to entertain me wrestling him, right? There's no challenge. What's the point of him wasting his time wrestling me? So I had to up my game through other people to get to a level where he couldn't wipe me around the mat as simply. Because otherwise, it's just, you know, it's not a fair proposition. So you have to up your level to be in the presence of people who can wipe you around and show you the tricks of the trade. So when that conversation occurred last night with Rich Sheffern, who is the guru to the gurus and just one of the most amazing, brilliant business minds alive, told me that he wanted me to join him in a private meeting with Mark Ford. Mark is his real name. His pen name is Michael Masterson. And just to give you an idea, here's three books of the numerous books he's written under the pen name of Michael Masterson. And I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. It's public knowledge. For a while, people didn't know Michael Masterson's real name. It was a pen name. But now the cat's out of the bag. I'm not exposing him for the first time. It's well known that Michael Masterson is his pen name. Here's one of the books that's very popular called Ready, Fire, Aim. 0 to 100 million in no time flat. You see, like, I had joy in riding bikes and wrestling and other hobbies. Mark's passion is how quickly he can grow a company from 0 to 100 million. And he's done it time and time again. That's a pretty cool passion, right? And he's really good at it and has done it numerous times. The book describes that in detail. The company that he's still associated with and works with and takes up a good portion of his time, he took them from 8 million to 600 million over the years. So pretty decent accomplishment, not to mention the others that he discusses in the book here. Another book that he put out is The Pledge, Your Master Plan for an Abundant Life. Awesome book. That's really good, as all his books are. And Automatic Wealth, The 6 Steps to Financial Independence. And so when that opportunity arose, even though I had a busy evening, I had to cancel everything, or I chose to. I didn't have to. I could have said, oh, I appreciate the invitation, but I got other stuff to do. But when opportunities arise to get with people who are accomplishing things that most seem impossible, and you can get with them and hear how and what they do to make the impossible possible and a reality, you have to jump at that opportunity. And sometimes you have to cancel plans, and sometimes you have to make choices that others don't understand. And that's okay, I get it. Because when I was the national bicycle freestyle rider, I had to practice my tail off. And in doing so, was able to reap the rewards that came with that, but not many people are willing to do what it takes to get that level. Same thing with wrestling, same thing in business. So why do I share all this? Because that conversation last night was so amazing. It was like the bike riding. When someone did a double backflip in bike riding, that was like, holy cow, amazing. But then once they did it, others were able to do it, kind of like the 4-minute mile. Once that barrier was broken, others saw it as a reality and then were able to do it as well. So my mind was expanded last night, and just from hearing the wisdom shared by Mark Ford / Michael Masterson opened my eyes in ways that had I not been there, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. Now from those conversations, I know things that I now can see and grasp and move forward. And I know that 2013 is going to be my best year ever. And I'm bringing that up because I'm choosing to associate with people like this. And he's the same person that got me wrestling and doing jiu-jitsu this past weekend. And when I get back from time with my kids, I'll be doing that on a weekly basis, aligning myself with people of that caliber to work on my physical jiu-jitsu skills, A, but then B, to build that relationship with people that are producing incredible results in their business and financial world. So it's an exciting year for me, and I want to make it an exciting year for you. You see, as I'm aligning and have aligned with most all of my heroes and most all the brilliant marketing minds alive today, you have an opportunity to align with me to ensure your year is the best year ever in 2013. And it's something that I haven't offered in years. But when I did offer it in the past, we had people's lives that went incredibly through the roof. Their results were astronomical, and their lives have changed. And that was going back all the way to 04 when I first began coaching, 05, 06, 07. And then we got so busy, and I got so busy in my personal and business life that I took a break from doing those coaching sessions and doing that accountability, and I missed it. And in preparation for my best year ever, I want to assist possibly you. There's a Facebook group already formed. There's a process in place where I'm going to walk you through the first 60 days of 2013, holding you accountable, making sure that your trajectory is on path to have your best year ever. So I will be giving some guidance to help you fine-tune your goals, help you get clear on where you want to go, get an understanding of where you are, where you're seeking to go, and putting the proper plan in place, holding you accountable on that journey so that you have your best year ever. So there's a URL below here where you can join this unique opportunity to ensure that 2013 is your best year ever. I'm aligning and have aligned with the best in the areas that I've been focused on and passionate about, and that's what's helped dramatically shorten my learning curve and pull me to heights that I had only dreamed of. And now is your opportunity to align with me so that I can assist you in reaching heights that you only dreamed of. I'm looking forward to assisting you in making 2013 your best year ever. Until we chat again, make today great.